Begin the Karan Dav, Mesech the Shabbos, Dav Tzadi Zayin, begin on the base, begin on the taste of the Masla, begin towards the Gemara, the members, that to say, the Mechayev, Rebbe, Atala, the Malkam, Av, the Rebbe holds the Mechayev, on Atala, the even at the same time, the Yechayev, the Av, I, but Tanya, Linda, Baiz, Mechul, etc. Tzadi can explain that why can we not say that according to Rebbe, the reason why Yechayev 2 is because of what's called the Yediyah Ben Atayim, a weirdness in between. And that is, we had a Machlekes in the Baizah, regarding if someone throws from Rishas Ram to Rishas Ram and passes through Rishas Yachid. Rebbe says you can be chayim, and when that review the Mishmul qualifies, the reason why he holds you can be chayim too is one for Itzah and Achnasa. And that thing might ask, wait a second, how could he hold Achnasa and Itzah? That's a Talad and the Av, and Yehuda and Rebbe, as the Gemara proves, holds that you're not chayim and Talad Makma. But in that premise, the Gemara says, Hiksha Harab Repiris. It says, Menolid Mechayib Tolad Magmav. Where does the Gemara, where does Rid Mishmul know this, that the reason why he's in Mechayib 2 is because Mechayib Tolad, when at the same time, Mechayib the Av, Haitzan Achnosam, Demohad Mechayib Shtayim, maybe the reason why he's Mechayib for 2 is Heinekish and Neidele, because of an Neidelaim. Maybe actually, the reason why liable is not because you can't be Mechayib both at the same time. Just like Hela Mechas, you can't be Mechayib for the same thing. Also, Tolad Magmav. But he became aware of one of them, and then he subsequently became aware of the other one, which is Plutter, Yechid Mishlakish. They brought in the previous stuff, the Machayev, Afil Bahaytiv, Ahaytiv, Al Nachas, even the same Alacha, same Haytzah, even one lapse of awareness. If you became aware of one, and then subsequently became aware of the other one, you can Machayev to Chatai. So maybe that's why you Chayev on Haytzah and Achnasa, simply because you became aware of them at different times. Now, when I read the Reese says, no, because then, if that would be the case, he wouldn't be teaching anything unique about Haytzah and Achnasa to be Chayev too. Because that's in even the same halacha itself. Obviously, therefore, he's coming to teach us the Rebbe Mechayev to let Magam Av that no, even if there was one lapse of awareness, that still you can be chayev on both because you are chayev to lada even when you're chayev also on the Av. Next stage, the Master begins with the Gemara. Lo yisal gedaydech. No, you cannot entertain to say this because the Tanya will never read Ma'aseh b'chule. He reviewed the ads on. Shai's going to explain according to the Havaminim that what was the Machlekes reading Rabbanim specifically regarding Shevet and Medaktik. That is, Gemara wanted to prove according to Yehuda that you are chayv toilad de makam av. How do we know this? Yehuda is mitzvah, he adds on shavit and medaktik, which shavit is similar to that of mesach, and medaktik is similar to that of oirik. And then he adds that on to the bichayim of the lametes malachas. The Rabbanan say to him, what do you mean? Shavit is a good of mesach, medaktik is a good of oirik. So the Gemara understood that Yehuda says you can be chayv is that even at the same time that you're doing the av with it. So you see that he's mechayev to lod makam av. That says, Tais lafi ma'ay dekasakatayt according to what the Gemara originally entertained to say. The time of Yehuda Mishum, the mechayev to lod makam av, that the reason why Yechayev is because the Gemara ultimately says, no, really, it's his own av. But when the Gemara originally assumed that, yeah, because even though you're doing the av with it, Yechayev to lod at the same time as the av, so then I might not get tvei shevet and medaktik. Then why would Rebbe Yehuda be moisiv, shevet and medaktik as if there's something unique about them? And not do it about them. It's any toilada that you chayv, even though you're doing the av. That's just basically what you could say is why we pick specifically shevet and medaktik. It's because actually, it's from the other direction. I mean, the sagit eitech drabon and nam chayv atolad makma'av. We would have thought to say that actually the rabbanan agree to Rebbe Yehuda that you chayv and atolad at the same time that you're doing the av. But lepligi el b'shevet medaktik, and actually they're only disagreeing regarding those two cases. Why? Because va'amri they say the lav haynu toilada. Actually, they're not toiladas of mesach and arig. El haynu mamish mesach varig. It's actually the same malacha itself. Or inami another similar approach is lemechayv rabbanan toilada makamav. No, the rabbanan don't hold the yichayv toilada same as the av. But on devav Rebbe Yehuda coming. But they're going according to the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. Meaning according to us. Every Talada, you're not going to be chayv when you're doing it with the Av. But even according to your opinion that you're chayv in Talada, b'makam Av, but Shevet and Medaktik are not called a Talada. They're rather part of the Amalach itself. And if you should have agreed that you're not going to be chayv in each one individually, that was why they picked specifically Shevet and Medaktik, because they don't hold that it's even a Talada. Either that's their own Shita, or they were saying this in the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. Kinnik says the Master begins with the Gemara, my love, the Avdinu, the Tavayi, Bahadi, Adadi. Isn't it talking about that you're doing them both at the same time? Just to clarify the gears of the Gemara and the question and the answer. And that is, the Gemara proved that Rebbe holds that you are chayv tolada at the same time as the Av. Because the Braisa says he's meisiv shevet medaktik. The Gemara proves, isn't obviously the Braisa is coming to tell you that if you do both of them together, in other words, if you're doing mesach with shevet, you're doing oirig with medaktik, even so Rebbe's going to hold you in mechayv, which is tolada mokam the Av. And that's the Taisa, ain't a lashem yushav. These words that we're bringing here in the different maschil, My love, the Avdin Mahad Adodi, it's not so resolved. Why? Because the mashma, the wording sounds like that the lamaskana lekoyachi. That this is my love. Aren't we saying this? Nigma says no. But it says actually been saying that it's not really true. Because the lamaskana nami, because even according to the conclusion, the mafarish, I think Mari explains Rabbi Yehuda Chashban Avis, that he actually, it's not because they love Makam Av, is that he considered them as their own independent Avis. Mari nami davdin latavai bahadi adadi, still talking about that you're doing the two of them, Shebu and Mesach, together at the same time. Because they're saying it's its own av malacha. You can be doing with all the other malachas too. Because if you would think to say that it's talking about where each one is doing them independently, like many texts have that. In other words, that you're doing the malacha of Shevet by itself without malacha of Mesach. So Bahalo have a plea Rabban Allah, then Rabban would not be disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. They would agree that you would chayv on Shevet. Because it's a telada at least, even though it's not an av. The tapek late mishum the telada mechayvi. Of course, it would be sufficient that you be chayv because of telada. The Girsa doesn't sound so good in the sense of my love. It sounds like that the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara doesn't reject Avdinu l'tavai b'hadar dodi. And that Maimari says, no, don't erase this text. And it makes sense, the Girsa. This is what the Gemara is saying. La'olam da'avde ha'iluchadei b'hailuchadei. That truth is that we're doing Shevet independently. And like Tosafos says, and many Gesoris have it, that you're doing either one independently. You're doing it independently. Oh, so then what's the machlekes? Why would Rabban disagree? Because, what I mean, of course you have on the Talad at least. Well, Pligib makes it. Machlekes Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is when you do it deliberately, it will in Asra. And the machlekes regarding the warning. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since Shevet Medaktik is owned by itself, Tzarech La'asreis Mishum Shevet Medaktik. So you have to warn regarding its own Amalach with Shevet Medaktik. Ah, Rabbanan, Mishum Mesach Ba'ari, you have to warn it regarding its own Amalach. That's what they're disagreeing about. When you do it by itself, and there's still a machlekes regarding what Tasra is. Now, says Taisa, why didn't have a Muslim mitri? Truth is that the Gemara could have rejected and the Havdina l'tabai b'hadi adadi and said that you're doing them actually together. And still we have a machlekes. Rebu the Sabahani obviously, and within their own Av. And okay, they're freaking Mechayib too. And according to Rabbani, only Mechayib one because it's not an own Av. So why they pick specifically, like we're saying from these gisoys, that when you do it each one independently, no, the Gemara preferred to reject the raya of the Gemara and say the Avid Hailukadeh Bahalukadeh, no, they were doing each one independently, so nothing to do with Toilet of Makam Av, because not doing with the Av. Why? Because the Hashtag Kochatam and Rebuta, Lav Mishum Namchayb, Toilet of Makam Av. If you're doing independently, obviously, when Rebuta is going to hold you, you're going to be Chayb, it's not because you're doing Toilet of Makam Av, you're not even doing with the Av. And Mishum Dav is going to rabbit it because it's its own Av, meaning, and like we said, because it relates to the Hasra, where according to Rabbanan, you're going to do the Hasra of its Av. According to Rebuta, it is its own Av, and therefore it's going to have its own Hasra. During the study of the begins the words of the Gemara, Harikas of Shem Shimon. You wrote already the Shin Mem, shame, from the word Shimon. Shem proves that, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, as we see, and even other steps of the Gemara too, that it's not similar to the same case. And that is, the Gemara had said two cases. Someone intended to throw 8 amas, and it ended up being 4 amas. So the Gemara, as our Tosafos Maskil says, equates it to writing the letter Shame from Shimon, where although you intended to write Shimon, once you write Shame, you already did part of it, and you chayim. So it's over here, you intended to do 8, but 4 is also a Shir Haitzah for Shabbos, so you can be chayim for that too. So Tosafos says, Hach Peshitus Alei Kaima. This, that the Gemara made it so obvious, and the Gemara actually asked regarding a different case, as if that was a question, but this case was obvious, that's not the conclusion. Can the Maskil, like the Gemara actually concludes, and says, no, there's a difference. When you're writing Shem Shimon, you have to do that to get to the end. But you're trying to throw 8 amas, you don't want it to land 4 amas halfway. And therefore, the Gemara rejects it ultimately. Now, Tesa adds to this and says, Ravina Nami. Ravina also, the parkler of Ashi, that he asked from Rav Ashi on Milsa Rabbi Yehuda, on the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when you throw from Shas Yoch to Shas Ram, and it passes also 4 amas from Shas Ram, you can have 2. Because like as if it landed with Kultik Mishahoncha, so Rabina asked, why chayv two? Ilacha kabayla, if you want it over here, so lacha kabayla, so you don't want nobody here. How can you say that both when it goes immediately into Rosh Hashanah and the 4 amas later is both his? Stacy explains what's inherent in his question is that Sabra Rabina held to lay dama because of Shem Shimon. No, you cannot compare it to writing the name Shem from Shimon. As Stacy proves, he says the dama would be the same thing, lava park media, then they wouldn't have a question. Because the hockey boy the tenuch b'seiv dalu when he wants it, yes, to land 4 amas from Shas Ram. But when it does land in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, through the concept of it's contained in the airspace, that's the same concept of Shem Hashimon. And when it goes another lamas, you'll be chayv for that too, because that for a different reason, with the nasa's machshav, that you ended up doing the original machshava. Ah, obviously, from the fact that he asked the other question, he does not hold that it's comparable to Shem Hashimon. And Tosfos actually adds fuel to this fire. He says, that's what the Gemara says. Lav haim domalei Ravina Ravashi. Isn't this what Ravina said to Ravashi? Well, where really, Tosfos explains, the lahavalei lasui milsid Ravina. The Gemara should not have had to bring this statement of Ravina. The Gemara should have just said simply, from logic, if you intended to throw 8 amas and landed 4 amas, that's not what you wanted it to be. Why are you bringing this statement of Ravina? To list to after Mashiach partially, because he wanted to reject even what was obvious to him. How he caused the Shem Hashimon that he said, "Oh, it's shame from Hashimon." Say, "No, that's not shame Hashimon." As we see by Ravina, that he also obviously did not hold that principle, and therefore recorded that to show a rejection of the concept that's not similar to shame Hashimon. Next the master begins with the Gemara Hachkasin, and this is the text. With the comment, this that you said because of Shem Hashimon, that the Gemara says, "Mitam is comparable." Awesome, over there, Bechul etc., which Tosfos comes to explain 3 different Yersois in the Gemara. The Gemara resolved the question regarding if you intended to throw 4 amas and it lands 8 amas, or the opposite, and says both of them are going to be potter. Because you see that it's only if someone said wherever it's going to land, let it land. But if not, then you're going to be potter because it didn't fulfill your intention. You said because of Shem Hashimon. But the Gemara says, no, it's not the same because then you have to write the Shemem. You don't want it to land 4 amas, you want it to land only 8 amas. Stais says, if the text is Vamai, but why? But Rekosim Shem Hashimon, but you wrote Shem Hashimon, which is different than how we have it in our Divine Maschal. Says it with the comment, this that you said, this version is saying Vamai, but why? But Rekosim Shem Hashimon says Asinam Shabbos, so that's also good. Elishu Kusher, it's just like it's a new question, whereas according to Argus or the comment, it's going back on what you had originally said, and it's not an independent question. Now, third gear, so Lesvam the Gesina Omamar, which the master said, if you intended to throw 8 amas or 4 amas, it says that's like writing Shem Hashimon. On that, the Gemara is asking, is that comparable? But here, that's different. According to that text, Parak Lefimai Desalka Dardach Meikar. So it's asking based on what we originally thought, meaning that if someone throws 4 amas and he intended to throw really 8 amas, so it's like Shem Hashimon. On that, the Gemara is asking, it's not comparable. Meaning it's not like the 2 other Gersayas where the Gemara is retracting and actually saying, okay, you can be exempt. No, according to this gear, so the Gemara remains that you're going to be chayiv when you end up throwing Dalet Amos. So the Gemara is asking a question that you can't compare it to Shem Hashimon, but not that it's rejecting it, and rather it's maintaining like it originally said, it's just saying that we don't have a raya, it's not comparable to Shem from Shimon.